This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and once again now we're talking with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Rick, thanks for having me back on.
Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate that. Listen, been a couple of weeks since we talked, and in that time, you guys have rung up two more wins, and I don't know if in order of toughness, in order of schedule, whatever, which is more important, but the road trip to LaSalle, I think that's got to be where we should start, because that's always a tough one, and playing the, you know, where they've been state champs so many times. Tell me about your impressions of that game, the 53-20 win.
Yeah, you know, it's become, we've played 4 years in a row. It's almost like another Catholic Conference game. I mean, they might as well be in our conference. And so it's that caliber of an opponent. They're very well coached, a lot of really good athletes. So we treat it as such going down there. It's a nice long bus ride for us to think about it on the way down to Providence. And, you know, I thought we had a really good practice week, which kind of set us up.
You know, from a fan's point of view, that was a fun game to watch, and I know from a coach's point of view, you're very pleased with the outcome. Tell me about the ebb and flow of that, and it looked like you had the game in command for the whole game, really.
We did. It was an uncharacteristic amount of penalties called that was bordering on ridiculous. I don't know. I've never been a part of one like that. It was frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really have all the answers to it. I have some hypotheses, but it doesn't matter. I thought the kids persevered pretty well. We jumped them early, which we wanted to do. We wanted to start fast. We wanted to be physical with them. I thought we accomplished that, both sides of the ball. I really liked our defense turning them over early. Anytime you can give our offense a short field, it's huge. So kudos to them for doing that to start the game. And we were able to put one up quickly on them and kind of get them playing from behind. So mission accomplished that way. I thought we finished it well. Just in between, just with all the penalties and fits and starts, it really slowed the game down. It was kind of a frustrating deal for us. But there'll be plenty of good film to learn from.
I found watching some of the games, maybe in the Northeastern Conference, some of the schools that pass a lot, there is an inordinate number of penalties, and it really slows the game down with all the incomplete passes. Does that take its toll in terms of the length of a game on an athlete? I mean, it was warm the other day, too, so, you know, that really lengthened the game.
It's a great point. We actually talked about that on the sidelines, talking with our head of strength and conditioning, too, about it. I mean, it was just such a long game, and it was an exhausting game. And, you know, it was warm, and the longer the more you keep throwing these flags, the more you prolong the game, the more the risk of injury goes up. And I think if the referees had to do it over again, I think there's someone that can just keep in their pocket. And as I told one of the guys, the headliner, I said, no one came here to see me, you, the other refs, and him talk. They came here to see the kids, so can we just get this game going and get out of here and let the kids play? And it just didn't seem like we could figure that out.
Sometimes you have to teach the teachers, so that's also a good point. You know, Brian, I'm wondering here, again, from a fan's perspective, I know it's been a long haul for the kids and for the coaches so far from August, you know, with the heat and all, but, you know, we're halfway through the regular season already, so maybe you could, before you give me a report card, point out a couple of players that you were proud of this past weekend.
I mean, I think everybody knows the stars. The Chris Vargases, the Riley Salves, the Jordan Toribios, Maxwell Parent all played great offensively for us. But I thought my O-line, after two okay weeks, after a great first week, I thought the O-line really stepped up, played very well yesterday, very physically. And I think two or three guys that go unmentioned quite a bit around here on the defense that have just, if I were grading, would be A to A-plus this year would be Alex Terese at edge, Bo Minogue at inside linebacker, and Connor Quigley at the other inside linebacker. They have been outstanding, as good as we've had production-wise and performance-wise in my time here. They've just been rock solid. So definitely want to shout those guys out because they've done a great job.
One other thing before I ask you a couple of final questions. The captain's what's it called? The captain's
The Leadership Council?
Yes, that's it.
Captains, yeah.
Leadership Council. Tell me a little bit about that and how that works with the communication among everyone.
Yeah, so basically we have our captains as picked by the team, and then I also have the team pick two representatives from each class representing on the team, so two seniors, two juniors, two sophomores that will work in conjunction with the captains to form like our leadership council. That basically they're the eyes and ears of the locker room, and they're the conduit between the coaching staff and the team as a whole. They're kind of that bridge. And it's just we're trying to cultivate leaders here. It's a big part of what we're trying to do in our program, and I think that lends itself to that a little bit, and it gives kids some added responsibility. I think anytime you can promote player-led leadership, I think that's big, and I think teams that have it have a better chance of success throughout the year. And it's also you're teaching lessons that are much more important than just football team, football results, you know, oriented stuff. It's about leadership in life and taking responsibility and accountability and that type of stuff.
Yeah, it creates a responsibility culture among the younger kids. Where'd you learn that, Brian? Where'd that come from?
I didn't really learn. We just kind of did it. We always had captains. You always hear about captains in football. But I said, you know, every year you have captains elected, but then there's also kids on the team like myself as a coach that would identify as, like, that kid's a leader too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to open this thing up a little bit more so there's more leadership responsibility, a little more spread out. And it's worked well for us. I think the kids have taken to it, so we just kept with it.
Now I got to find out if other schools are doing it. That's so cool. All right, quick report card, Midway.
Incomplete. How's that?
That sounds like me. When you get a straight A student and you got to put on there, it needs room for improvement. Well, where? What am I supposed to say? Incomplete.
I have a hard time with the question. Only in the so far, it's only four games in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleased with obviously the 4-0 start, because when you look at the teams we're playing, you could easily make a case that could be very different for a lot of schools. So. We played very good competition, and they've done everything we've asked them to do. Has it been as proficient and as clean as we want? I would say no. But I also say I'm a very difficult grader, and we're kind of in the business of keeping kids grounded and humble and keeping a little bit of an edge on our shoulder, a little bit of chip. And I think I'm cognizant of wanting to keep that for all our guys. So I'm not going to put a letter grade on it. I'm going to say that I'm proud of how they've responded to the first 4 weeks, but they're only going to get bigger and more important as we go, and I think they know that. We got a bye week this week, which comes at a perfect time. We can reset a little bit, get back to, you know, zero a little bit and grow a little bit this week while also resting and healing some bumps and bruises. We got some guys that are dinged up, so I think the bye is perfectly timed. And we got to use it to our advantage.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, was the week off. And you also taught me something. I'm not going to ask coaches anymore about report cards until the end of the season, because incomplete is the perfect answer. Oh, my God. And what's the schedule for the next 2 weeks?
So we'll have a bye this week, and then we're in the conference play with BC High. So.
Oh, yeah, what I meant with practice. I mean, you've got it all lined out.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. So today is a JV game, the varsity to watch film, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll practice and lift. And I gave them a long weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off to rest, recharge, get some time with their family, catch up on schoolwork, and rest and heal their bodies, because when we come back Monday, it's, you know, all systems go.
All righty. Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations on another win, and keep it going. You guys are fun to watch.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, Brian. That is Brian St. Pierre, the St. John's Prep football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.